Welcome to your daily devotional, May 1st. Pray for us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy were engaged in the work of the Lord as Paul penned this epistle to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. These Christian ministers of the gospel asked the faithful believers in that city to remember them in prayer. As a Christian minister, like Paul and his associates, I ask people to pray for me that my Christian witness and ministry might be effective. Invariably, I met with concerned responses to this request as people wonder what calamity has befallen me in my life. Many people, even God's people, find it unusual for a church elder to be asking others for prayer. The assumption is that the minister has it all together. Now, the minister must be living to a higher standard as part of his biblical qualifications, but surely he has not arrived. If you are a leader in your church or your family, please do not hesitate to ask for prayer, knowing that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. You never know. That good woman who was converted last week might offer up a prayer that is heard and answered by God on your behalf. And you may never know the result, but had you not asked, then you would not have received, and the blessing would have passed to another. Dear Christian friend, please pray for those in spiritual authority over you, especially those whom you know to be worthy of the calling. I cannot imagine that the Lord would not answer in the affirmative your prayer, that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified. The how is up to him, but such content surely aligns with God's perfect will. Finally, note the end of our text, just as it is with you. Do not minimize your own impact for God's kingdom. Any minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ worth his salt is praying for you. May be that the results of his prayers in your life is sanctification and fruitfulness. Return the favor, for we are all dependents of the great and living God of all. From all of us who are on the front lines of the spiritual battle, as many of you are, we beseech you, pray for us.